Today's shiur is Masechta Horius, the Beis of an Aleph, the Beis, as we have discussed, to begin Masechta Horius. As the Rambam writes in his Hakdamah to the Pirush Mishnayos, that Masechta Horius comes in the Seder of Shas, that the after Masechta Avos, because we were Masechta Sanhedrin, which as we learned, has many halachas that apply to the Beis Din, to the Sanhedrin, to the Rabbonim, and Masechta Avos as well has many elements that speak to Beis Din, to Dayanim. And now we speak about Masechta Horius, which is a very, very connected to what a Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, as we're going to be learning in our coming shiurim, are obligated, particularly if they make a mistake. And as the Rambam says, as a perfect continuation from Masechta Avos, Kain tzaddik ba'aretz, there is no person in the world who's perfect, ashalayachta, that doesn't sometimes make a mistake, and therefore it's so appropriate to begin learning Masechta Horius after Avos to speak about if the person if the Beis Din made a mistake, what does the halacha tell us to do if the Beis Din made a mistake? So says the Mishnah Hara Beis Din, a Beis Din by mistake, and this is the Sanhedrin that we're speaking about, lav al achz mikol mitzvos hamuros b'Torah, to violate one of the mitzvahs that I mentioned in the Torah. The typical example that's given throughout the Masechta is a mitzvah lois asei that comes with a chiyuv koris, in one word, to violate that mitzvah b'mezid. But a mitzvah lois asei, an aveira that doesn't carry with it a chiyuv koris, or a mitzvah asei, even if it does carry with it a chiyuv koris, like Korban Pesach or Bris Milah, the halacha that we're going to learn of a parahalam dovish atzibur, that the Beis Din, we'll see what that exactly means in our coming shiurim Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, made such a mistake, made an error, issued an erroneous ruling. They said that we could eat something which is really chaylev or dam. The halacha is that we bring a parahalam dovish atzibur. That is what we begin with. And the individual violated an aveira by shaygig, by following what they said. They said you're allowed to eat this meat. They said you're allowed, and it's really not kosher. Bein sha'asa, whether Beis Din did this, Beis Din did what they said, v'asa imam, and the individual did it as well, that both Beis Din and the individual ate this, what they weren't supposed to eat. Bein sha'asa, also, Vasa Achreim, that the Beis Din did this and the other people followed them, not together with them. Imam means together with them, Achreim means to follow them. Bein Shalai also, whether Beis Din did not themselves follow this incorrect psak. Hasa, but the individual did follow Beis Din's incorrect psak. In all these cases, normally when somebody does an Aveira B'Shoigig, he has to bring a Korban Chatas, a Kisbos Seira. Here, the halacha is that the Beis Din bring Potter, the individual, doesn't have to bring his individual Korban Chatas, but the Beis Din does, and the halacha is when they should tell the Beis Din because he relied on Beis Din. Because they relied on Beis Din, that's why they have to the dinner parahalam dovish at Sibur. The Sefer Be'er Sheva points out that as we're going to learn in our Masechta, there's the case that we're discussing here, that Beis Din made an incorrect psak. And we're going to be learning later in the Masechta about a Kohen Mashiach, if the Kohen Gadol made a mistake, what is the halacha, that he too brings a unique carbon. And the Be'er Sheva points out that if we look in the Chumash, the din of a Kohen Mashiach is mentioned before the din of Beis Din. So why does the Mishnah speak about, what is the Masechta begin about Kohen Harav Beis Din versus starting with the Kohen Mashiach? So he explains that the Gemara, we're going to learn later in the Masechta, the Mishnah gives us a rule. Harav's Kohen Mashiach is Kira Le'atzmai, what is the halakha when the Kohen Mashiach does something that's relevant to him is the same as Karayas Bezdin L'tzibur. So in other words, the model where the Kohen brings his carbon is modeled after what happens by the Parham Davish Tzibur. And therefore, we have to know first what is the halacha of the Parham Davish Tzibur. Another explanation is when the Kohen Mashiach makes such a mistake, it represents a terrible embarrassment to Klal Yisrael. As the Pasuk says, Mekoyin HaMashiach Yechta La'ashma Sha'am. If the Kohen Gadol does an Aveira, it's an embarrassment to all of Klal Yisrael. So that's why the Tana did not want to begin about the with that halacha, which is embarrassing to all of Klal Yisrael. Taisha says, as we said, that the Bezdin that we speak about in our Masechta is the Sanhedrin Gedoyla. Mekal mitzvahs, says the Be'er Sheva, it's not all mitzvahs. As we said, it's only mitzvahs that come with a chiyuv chorus. Why, asked the Sefer Be'er Sheva, does the Mishnah have to use the words ha'amuris b'tayrah? So he says, there are certain mitzvahs that even have the status of a mitzvah d'oraisa. They were told to Moshe Rabbeinu, but they aren't written in the Torah. And only something that's explicit in the Torah is included in what we're discussing, not something which is not explicit in the Torah. The question that Tosfos asks, if Bezdin made a mistake, and based on their mistake, they have to bring it would be Klal Yisrael made a mistake. The halacha is that do they have to bring a carbon chattis or not? So Rabbeinu Chanan says that Bezdin made a mistake and nobody in Klal Yisrael followed that incorrect mistake. They still have to bring a carbon chattis. Others disagree. So some want to suggest that Tosfos is not talking about when the Bezdin, if members of the Bezdin did do the Aveira. If members of Bezdin, even if they made the wrong psak, but didn't do the Aveira, there would be no reason to bring a carbon. The question is, if a Yochid, as we just learned, followed Bezdin's incorrect psak, and because he followed Bezdin's incorrect psak, he followed Bezdin said, and he did an Aveira. Now, he doesn't bring a carbon chattis, because he really didn't do anything wrong. What he did was based on what Bezdin told him to do. But the question now is, so he is exempt from bringing a karma chattis. The question is, will Bezdin have to bring a karma chattis? Continues the Mishnah. Hire Bezdin. If Bezdin made a mistake, again, in their incorrect psak, v'yada echemhem, and one of the dayonim who are sitting in the Bezdin knows, shetol, that Bezdin made a mistake. We have an individual who's a Talmud Chacham, who royal hara. The Gemara is going to explain what it means to be somebody who's royal hara, and he knows that Bezdin made a mistake. For halach, and this person who recognizes the Bezdin is making mistakes still acted based on what Bezdin said. Ben she'asu v'asa imam, whether Bezdin also did it, and he did it along with them. Ben she'asu v'asa achreim, or whether Bezdin acted and he followed them. Bein shloi also, whether Bezdin did not act on this psak. However, this individual did. Harei zachayiv, he has to bring a carbon chattis. Ne shloi tolo beBezdin. What he did wasn't because of what Bezdin said. He knows that Bezdin made a mistake. So since he knows that Bezdin made a mistake, he can't say, well, what I did was because of Bezdin, because he knows Bezdin was making a mistake. And therefore, it's considered like a regular situation where the person doesn't have a very b'shogig, that he has to bring karma chattis. Nay, should lo yitol beBezdin. His act was not dependent on Bezdin. And says the Mishnah, Zeh klal, hatol b'atzmai, if somebody didn't have a error because of his own error, chayiv that he has to bring kam chatas. However, toil be bezdin, if his mistake is based on bezdin, then the halach is that he potter, he doesn't have to bring a kam chatas. And the Tosfos Rosh explains that in a case where the tzibur does something based on bezdin, and the tzibur knows the bezdin made an error, but bezdin issued a psak in error, there's no halacha of parhelm dover shatzibur. Parhelm dover shatzibur is only when the tzibur did not realize the bezdin was making a mistake. Similarly, it teaches us the Mishnah that halacha doesn't only apply to a tzibur. That halacha applies to a yochid as well. That if he halacha, if he knows that bezdin made a mistake and he still did what bezdin said, that the halacha is that he doesn't, he has to bring a rabbi called mechatas. And actually, we're going to learn that a person who never follows bezdin and all of a sudden here he followed bezdin and did the wrong thing does not have an excuse to say, well, I did what bezdin said. That's not where will be the case. Says the Gemara, Mishmul Oilam ain't bezdin. The halacha is that bezdin that issues such a psak ain't bezdin chayovim. Bezdin are not chayiv for such a case. At shiyomer lahem, until they tell the tzibur mutarim atem. And what the Mishnah is teaching us that the halacha of hayru bezdin, the halacha the parhelm davish tzibur is only applicable in a situation where the psak, the decision that was issued in the confines of a halacha lemaisa, where something was said that this is what should be done. But it wasn't in that situation. It was just that they were discussing a shaila, for example, in the Beis Medrash, but it wasn't issued as a psak, then that the halacha of parhelm davish tzibur would not apply. And Rashi explains, what does Shmuel mean to say with the word lo'olam? To teach us whether Bezdin does have to bring a carbon themselves, does the tzibur have to bring the carbon, as we're going to be learning very significant sugyas about this question. All of the questions that we're going to learn are only applicable at shiyoyim lehem term atom lasis. What's the difference? So the Tosfos, why is that necessary? It says that it depends on what were the circumstances that Bezdin was asked the question. And a Bezdin was asked the question in the framework of being able to the person to know what to do or what not to do, that's a much more significant framework. The Mishnah Melech asks, what would be the halacha if Bezdin said regarding something that you're not allowed to do, but as we started our shiur today, these halachas only apply by something that has a chiyuv karis. So Bezdin issued a psak that you're not supposed to do what you're asking, but they said that you're not chayv karis if you did it. So the Mishnah Melech says that let's look at the words of our Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ein Bezdin chayovim at shiyomer mutarim atem losos," which means that Bezdin, it's not just that Bezdin had to have said mutarim atem losos, that you're allowed to do this. If it's not a case that Bezdin said that you're allowed to do this, then even though they sort of limited the aveira by saying it's not a chiyuv karis, that's still not going to be a case of consider parhelm dover tzibur. An interesting question that I saw from the Shas Tshuvas Be'er Sorim. We've been learning now that what's required is that the question was asked to Bezdin in the framework of halacha lemaisa. What would be the halacha if the question was asked in the framework of a halacha lemaisa question? However, the person who's asking the question really meant only to ask it as a theoretical question. He just posed the question that way. So he says that if the question was not asked lemaisa, even though the question that was asked is, if the question that was asked is not lemaisa, that if if it was asked just for learning purposes, then the halacha is that the halacha param davash tzibur won't apply. Why? Because I think the pshat is that when Besdin is passed a question which is relevant lemaisa, then Besdin gets a special siyata d'shmaya. And if they make a mistake, it's a proof that they didn't have the special siyata d'shmaya. Under other circumstances, the halacha will be that once Besdin, and therefore the halacha will not apply. Rav Dimi, however, maybe disagrees. Rav Dimi, Omer, Atshiram Lametarim Lasos. So, my tam l'fishloi nigmar ra, it's not considered a psak until Besdin uses the word mitam atem lasois. And perhaps that could be the nafkamina and the question of the shalos tshuvos ber sarim. According to Shmuel, as long as Besdin said mitam atem, the halacha is that the psak is not considered a the psak, the it's already considered param dava shetzibur. Ber avanadin requires even more. Rav Nadimi requires the mitam atem lasos. Amar Abaye afanan na mitanina. Chazru l'iroi. The Mishnah says regarding somebody, there's a din of a zaka mamre who disputes Besdin, and he comes back to his city after he heard Besdin say what they said. Shon of alimet kederach shalimet, and he sticks to what he's been saying previously. Potter, because he didn't tell anybody to do according to what he says. However, hayra lasos. If he paskined contrary to what Besdin Hagol said, then he becomes a Zaka Mamre, who's Chayiv Misa. Amar Abba Abba, Afanan Namitanina. The Mishnah over there speaks about a woman whose husband went to Medina Siyam, and an Eid Echad came and said that her husband passed away. Hayrolai Besdin Linosei, and Besdin said that she's allowed to get married based on this testimony. V'chizav v'chalkala, and she didn't get married, but she had an inappropriate relationship. Chayv carbon, she's chayv karmachatis. She's considered that she was an Eishes Ish that did an Averi B'shoigig because she didn't follow what Besdin said. Besdin said, Shlo yitiru la elani nosoi. Besdin's psak was that she's got allowed to get remarried. And there, if she would have followed Besdin's psak, and we ended up making a mistake, we can't fault her. But here she didn't follow what Besdin said. Since she did not follow exactly what Besdin said, so therefore when she does something wrong, she's chayv to bring a carbon. The Mishnah supports what Rav Dimi said. The Mishnah says, Har Besdin, lava kolach smitzes hamuris b'toira. The Mishnah uses the words hayru, the Besdin paskin laver, that you should do it. And therefore, what we see from here is that only when it was given as a psak of halacha lemaisa, then the halacha is that the din will apply the sula midi. The says the Gemara Ikadamri Amishmul, a different version. Amishmul ain bezdin chayovim. The bezdin doesn't have to bring the paral davish at tzibur at shiyamulhem until they issue the psak to the tzibur. The words. Mutarim atem lasis. Rav Nadimi Amar afilu mutarim atem. Even if you didn't use the word lasois, it's sufficient. It's nigmar hayra. It's considered that they issued a psak. And the word lasois is not essential. Amar Abaya, to which Abaya asks a question on Rav Dimi. V'loy tanan hachi, that's not what the Mishnah said. Because the Mishnah, when we just quoted regarding the Zaka Mamre, says, Chazal iroi. If the Zaka Mamre went back to his city after hearing Besdin Hagadol, the Sanhedrin saying different than him, the Shana Limit Kederach Shalimet, and he continues to learn like he always did, Potter, he's not Chai Misa. Har Lasois, but if he paskin and continues to paskin the way he always did, then he's Chai Misa. So we see from here that's not considered a hero until he said Halacha Lemaisa. And how are you saying that that's not required? I'm Rav Abba, and Rav Abba asks another question. V'loy tanan hachi, the Mishnah that we just quoted by the Eishes Ish. Hayol Besdin Linosei, a Besdin told her you could get remarried. V'holcha v'kilkula, she didn't get remarried. she went and had a relationship with a man. Chayevus become, she's chayev become chatas. Beznin said you could get remarried. They didn't just say that you're mutter. So we see that you have to have the Beznin said, chayra atem lasois. Am Ravina, and Adamara asks another question. Because let's learn in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, her Beznin lava al aksim kalaveris become mitzvah samura betayra. So Beznin said, didn't just issue a psak, they said this is what should or shouldn't be done. And therefore, so lamidi. So the Mefarshim I saw ask that there's a Braisa. The Braisa teaches us in Masech Techulin, Ein lamedim halacha apimaisim. Here, that until Besdin tells them to do something, it's not considered a psak. How is that consistent with what we're learning in our Gemara? So I saw that Mefarshim explained. Till now in our Gemara, there's been a back and forth discussion. Of what is considered a psak Besdin. Lasois or not lasois. The Gemara over there is speaking about a situation where we see somebody doing something and we ask him, based on what are you doing this? And he says, well, I asked this Rav, I asked this Besdin, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. In such a situation, said in Mefarshim, there is no question. Because every question and every situation has its very unique nuances. And because they have the very unique nuances, what was said in one situation doesn't apply to other situations. We learned further in the Mishnah of Halo, Yachad also Shagig al PM. The Yachad went and acted based on what Besdin said. Says the Gemara, V'nisni also al PM. Ask the Gemara, why does the Mishnah have to add the word Shagig? Shagig lomeli. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava. The reason the Mishnah used the word Shagig, L'suyi Besdin, Hari Besdin Shechelev Mutter. Besdin paskind that Chelev is Mutter. And what happened with this individual, what happened was that he didn't intend to eat the chalev that Besdin incorrectly said is mutter. He meant to eat really kosher meat. So the halacha is potter, even though he didn't intend to eat the chalev that Besdin said that you're allowed to eat. And now when he intended to eat an entirely different piece of meat, and he ended up creating the chalev that Besdin said was mutter. So let's think about the situation. He never intended really to eat the meat that Besdin incorrectly said is kosher. But that was because that wasn't his plan to eat. But what would it have been if he intended to eat that piece of meat that Besdin said is mutter? He would have eaten it. There would have been nothing stopping from eating it, because he knows the Besdin says that meat is mutter. Says the Gemara, it's a PM to be a PM mamish. So the halacha is that in this case as well, he's not going to be chayv kamechatas. Vikadamri, but there's a different version. Amarava, shogig a PM, who the potter? When will he not be chayv? Only if he followed their psak, albeit it was a psak that probably should not have been followed because they said to eat something that you're not allowed to eat. But if he went to follow the psak, he won't be chayv kar mechatas. Avil, what happened over here was, neschalef leichele b'shum v'achloi. His mistake is not really attributable to Besdin. His mistake is because he got confused between the pieces of meat that he wants to eat. And that's why he's chayv. Says the marmils de pshita le l'rova. Something which was clear to Rava, what is the halacha? Was actually a question that Rami Bachama had. The boy Rami Bachama, her Besdin shechel mutter. And Besdin said that a certain piece of meat is mutter. And now he ate another piece of meat. He got confused. He really wanted to eat another piece of meat. And that other piece of meat that he wanted to eat was perfectly kosher. But he now ended up eating the meat that Besdin said was kosher, which is really not. He has a question. Rami Bacham asked the question, Mahu, what will be the halacha? To which Amar Rava, so Rava says, the Mishnah said, Halach for us is Shagig al PM. And the question is, Shagig al PM Lomeli, Why does the Mishnah add those words, shagig a PM? Lav lasuye, doesn't it come to teach us that Hayu Bezin Shchel of Mutter, Neschala Bishchem Mishum V'Achloi, to teach us that even in this case, Potter, even though what he did was not completely based on what they said. Says the Gemara, that isn't necessarily what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. Dilma, the definition of Shagig PM, who the Potter. The Mishnah is coming to teach us that only everything that he did is only attributable to Bezdin. The Bezdin said a piece of meat is kosher when it really isn't. That's when he doesn't have to bring a Karma Chattis. However, Neschavlai Shuma Ba'achloi, even though, as we've been saying, he would have eaten it anyway based on Bezdin's Psak. But that isn't what happened. And since that isn't what happened, he won't be Chayiv. Ekadamri, Amra, and that will be Chayiv. Ekadamri, Amra, Rav Toshma. The bride said, the Mishnah teaches us, V'holch Yochid V'asa Shagig Al-Piyem. My laugh, Shagig Al-Piyem, that he ate Chaylev, and the reason he ate it is because he was relying on Bezdin. Who the potter? I'm the Schalav Loi Shchelev B'Shum of Achloi. In the case that we've been discussing, actually the Halach would be Chayiv, to which the Gemara says that isn't necessarily the way to understand the Mishnah. Dilma, the way to understand the Mishnah is, the Mishnah is teaching us there are two cases where this person won't be chayv kar mechatis. One is that he followed the Psak of Bezdin, or shagig alpiyem, or alpiyem. One was he was a shagig where he got mixed up with the pieces of meat, and one was alpiyem that he followed their Psak straight. And in both cases, he'll be potter from a kar mechatis. So actually, the Gemara is telling us that we don't really have a clear way of understanding what is the halacha based on our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Beplukta, this machloikis, this is actually a machloik samaroin. Hayre Bezdin Shchelev Mutter, if Bezdin said that Chelev is Mutter, and that's not what the basis of what he did was. The basis of what he did was based on that he wanted to eat a piece of kosher meat, and now it got mixed up with the meat that Bezdin said is kosher. Rav, I'm a potter. Rav says that's still considered a case of Hayre Bezdin. Rav Yochanan Machayev. So we see that this question that we've been discussing, Machloikus Amaroim. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Pasuk that discusses the Karban Chatas in the Torah, says when nefesh achas tekta b'shkogim me'ama oritz ba'soysoy achas me'mitzas Hashem ashloysa sonu v'oshem. The pasuk says me'am ha'oritz. From here we learn only a person who is an am ha'oritz, but the this halacha of kamchatis doesn't apply to all people. Prat l'mumer, that if a mumer who doesn't follow what it says in the Torah, but here, he made a mistake. We don't accept a karma from him. The Taisva Sirosh asks that, of course we don't accept a karma from him. The Pasuk says, Zavak Roshoim To'eva. So we don't accept kabonis from a person who's a Rasha. So Taisva Sirosh answers that the chiddush of this Gemara is that let's say this mumer becomes about tshuva. Taisva Sirosh says, so now he's about tshuva, but since when he did the Aveira, he was a mumer, we don't accept the carbon from what he did when he was a mumer. The Be'er Sheva says a different pshat. Even though we, as the pasuk we just quoted, says that Zevach Rishoyim To'eva, and we don't accept Kabonis from Rishoyim, suggests the Sefer Be'er Sheva, that's a carbon adova. If a mumer wants to bring a carbon oiluk as a nadava, carbon shlomim as a nadava, so given that he's a mumer, we won't accept kabbalas from him. But if somebody did an aveira, even though he's a mumer, it should not be a reason that she should not have to bring the carbon that he's obligated to bring. Teaches us the price up that we don't accept from him even the carbon chattas. Prat l'mumer. Rav Shimon ben Yosi Omer, Meshum Rav Shimon, Hareyu Omer. The pasuk says, when a nasi does an aveira, he has to bring a karmachatis. Asher nasi yachta, V'asa achz mikom mitzvah Hashem shlei yasana b'shkogig v'ashem or haydulav chatos ashechata ve'evias kabbara sir izim Hashem midiyasai. Who brings a carbon? When is an individual who, if he knew he didn't, when he realizes he didn't have aveira, he brings a carbon. Maybe karma ashigasai. However, lo shavidasai. The person, when he becomes aware that he did an aveira, lo shamidasa and may become chatas. Vim Isa, if you're saying that a bezdin paskind that this is chaylev and he ate it because he got mixed up, halay mishiyab midasahu. Even if he would have realized that this is not the piece of meat that he meant to eat, he would have not withheld from eating it because he knows Bezdin said that this piece of meat is allowed to be eaten. So how could you say that it brings a karma chatas? Amra Papa, to which Rav Papa responds, Kavasava Rav Yochanan's opinion is, Kivin dem leim siyud leil lebei dina. When Bezdin becomes aware that they made a mistake, so immediately Hadrabei Bezdin would have retracted, for who nami Hadrabei, and when he would have found out that Bezdin made a mistake, Bezdin would retract, and of course he would retract, so that's enough to be considered Shav Midiyasa Karinabei. It's enough to be considered an individual who's Shav Midiyasai, and that's why he's chayiv to bring Chatas. The Be'er Sheva asks, he tries to understand the wording of the Gemara, very lengthy wording. Kivin de Mesiyad Lebeide in the Hadribai. The Gemara should have just said that what's the difference if Bezdin knows he made a mistake? The point is that we want to know if he's an individual who's Shav Midiyasai. Because we're saying an individual who shav midiyasai brings a karma chatas. And all the Gemara should have said, he asks, is that as soon as this person would have known that he did something wrong, he would have not done it. Why is the Bezdin being involved? Says the Be'er Sheva, that only people don't recognize they make a mistake unless Bezdin guides them in understanding that they made a mistake. And that's why he says, the Gemara says, how would this person have known he made a mistake? He knows he makes a mistake when Bezdin tells him that he made a mistake. Amar Rav, Maida Rav, the Rav agrees that somebody who ate shuman, wanted to eat kosher meat, and then he ate the non-kosher meat that Bezdin had said is potter, and we had a machloikis, and Rav said that he's potter from karma chatas. Says Rav, that we're going to be spending number of shuam discussing that who and how do we get to the number that Roiv Tzibur, the most of the Tzibur, follow Bezdin's Psak. Because only then does the din of the Parhelm Dovashal Tzibur apply. Says the Gemara, this individual ain't a Mashal Roiv Tzibur. He can't be counted toward the Roiv Tzibur. My Tama, what's the reason? Because the Pasuk says, V'nisal l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael l'gar agar b'soichim k'l'chol am b'shoga agar at sh'yikum b'shoga achas. They all have to be in the same category of shagig. And this person, as we've been describing his circumstances throughout Ashir, is not the same. And therefore, he won't be counted with everybody else. We learned in Mishnah, Bein Sh'asav Asimam, we learned all of the different situations. And the Gemara immediately asks, Lama Lamisne Kolahani, why was it necessary to teach us all these halachas? Bishlam Ratio, the ratio of the Mishnah, in the case where the Mishnah gave all the various examples, the way to understand the Mishnah is in Loizu Avza Ketani. First, the Mishnah said that he did where he acted with them, but with the Bezdin. And then it says, not only did if he acted with the Bezdin, just follow the Bezdin. And then he said, even if Bezdin didn't do anything, to teach us that in all these cases, he doesn't have to bring a karma chatas. So that's a very bechidish, that no matter what the case is, in the first part of the Mishnah, he wouldn't have to bring a karma chatas. Ella Seifu, which is telling us that Yechayiv, Ipchem Yibayle, if the Mishnah wanted to tell us, Aloizu Afsu, the Mishnah should have said, the Bezdin gave a psak, and one of the Yonim knew that's making a mistake, and he acted and they didn't act, or even if they acted and he followed them, or even if he was working with them, he's still going to be chayiv. It should have been said just the opposite way. Answers the Gemara, the Mishnah first taught us the halacha what is the halacha when the person does the aveira? When is it considered that he is connected with the Beis Din, and when is the Gemara? When is he not connected? What is it? When is he considered based his psak on the Beis Din? And then the Sefer, the Mishnah, came to teach us that even in these cases, wherever we can maybe say that he's connected to the Beis Din, we say he's not. The Mishnah says, Yad Mechem Chetol, a Talmud Veroi Vero, all these cases cannot be considered a case of Parhelm Dovish Tzibur. Ask the Gemara, Tata Lamali, why does the Mishnah have to give us the case about one of the Dayonim recognizing and a Talmud? Why is the halacha, why does the Mishnah have to mention both cases? Ask the Gemara, Am Yitzrich. Sakadat Chemine, Hani Mili, when is applicable by somebody who's Gomer, who's knowledgeable, the sovereign? That means he's a Baki, he knows the halacha, and he's also a Lamdin. Avul Gomer Veloy Sover. If he's an individual who maybe learned a lot, but he's not a Talmud Chacham, he's not a Lamdin, this exclusion of the Mishnah doesn't apply to him. Kamash Malan, that this halacha, that he won't have the halacha Parham Dovash Tzibur, is in both cases. Amla Baya, doesn't Talmud Roy Leroy mean Gomer V'Sover Mashma? It means that he learned and he's a Lamdin. So how could you say that the Mishnah is coming to teach us that even if he's a Gomer V'Loy Sover, he still is going to be responsible? Amalei Anochi Kamina. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. If the Mishnah would have mentioned only one of the two examples, as we said, the Mishnah gives us two examples, a Dayan and a Talmud V'Loy Leroy. If the Mishnah would have only given one example, Havamina, we would say, who is the Mishnah referring to? Hanimili, the Mishnah is only referring to an individual who's Gomer V'Sover. Avo V'Gomer V'Loy Sover, with somebody who's a Gomer V'Loy Sover, this rule doesn't apply to. That's why Tani Roy Lera, Mishnah Yisera, the Mishnah is giving us extra case, extra words, to teach us that even if somebody is a Gomer V'Loy Sover, or is a Sover V'Loy Gomer, you could have a person who's very knowledgeable, but he's not a big Lamdan, or it could be vice versa. He's a big Lamdan, but he isn't very knowledgeable. He still also is not treated like everybody else when it comes to the halacha of the Parhelm Dover Shel, the Parhelm Dover Shel Tzibur. Says the Gemara, Roy Lai Ra, man, whose individual is Roy Lai Ra? Amarava Kigon Shimon Ben Azai v'Shimon Ben Zai. They were Tamidim who were learning by Talmid Chachamim, and they are individuals who are considered royal era. Amalei Abaya, Kei Gavna, when you have such an individual, and they know that Beis Din made a mistake, so such an individual that still does what Beis Din said, he's not a Shagig, he's a Mezid. And we're speaking here about bringing a Karma Chatas. And you don't bring a Karma Chatas when the individual, you don't bring a Karma Chatas when the individual is a Mezid. So ask the Gemara, if you're saying so, that such an individual is considered a mezid, and he doesn't bring a karma chatas, hadatanya, again, the pasuk that we mentioned earlier, where the pasuk says, v'nefesh achta takta, b'shkog ma'amaros b'asoysa achs mitzah Hashem shlo yisana ve'oshem, and we learn from there, yochad oysa mipi atzmai chayiv, if somebody acted on his own, that's when he brings a karma chatas, by Ross Bezdin, if he follows Bezin's psak, potter. Kate said, what is the case that he acted on his own, not based on Bezin's psak? Bezin said that this meat is kosher. And one of the Dayanim know that Bezin made an error. A Talmud Yashlof named Veroy Lera. Of a Talmud who's learning by the Bezin, Kigon Shimon Ben Azai, and he knows that Bezin made a mistake. Yochel, and he acted based on Beis Din, he followed Beis Din's psak and ate that meat. Yochel Yei Potter, we would think that he's not chayiv karma chatas. Tamloin basoysa achas. Yochel ois al piatz mechayiv. Also, but if he did by Ross Beis Din Potter. So we see that he's Potter. So says the Gemara Lahechem Mishkachsloi, where will it be the case that he'll be chayiv karma chatas not be considered a mazid. Says the market, going to Yadda Dasr. This person knows that the meat is not kosher. But he eats it anyway. Why does he eat it? Why is he not considered a mazid? Because he makes a different mistake. He knows that the halacha requires us to follow whatever the chacham tell us. And he thinks that we have to follow what the chacham say, even when they're making a mistake. As the pasuk says, so as Rashi says there in Parsha Shoftim, so that's why he thought, yes, I know Bezin's making a mistake, but we have the obligation to follow what Bezin says, even when they make a mistake. And that's his mistake. The Kamai Mitzvah Shmai Divrei Chachamim, that we have to do whatever they say. To me, the same, that the Tama Royal Ara, Shim Ben Azev, Shim Ben Zoma, the Tama Mitzvah Shmai Divrei Chachamim. They made a mistake regarding that halacha. So, what is Takip Shat? The Pasuk says that we have to follow whatever Bezdin says. So if the halacha says that we ever have to follow what Bezdin says, and he did what Bezdin said, why should he be held responsible? So the Ramban, and I saw this the way the Rosh Hashanah explains, that of course he has to do whatever, we have to follow whatever Bezdin says. But even though we have to follow whatever Bezdin says, if we see Bezdin, we think Bezdin's making a mistake, and we have to then ask them, how are you passing this way? Now, if Bezin will continue passing the way they're passing, even after we point this out to them, then we will follow what they say, and there won't be any claim against us. The issue now, Gemara, is that why don't you turn to Bezin and ask the question first? We learned in Mishnah, Zeh Klal, Atoyla Ba'atzmai, anybody who does an Aveira, but it's because of himself, that Chayiv, he has to bring a Karm Chattis. But if he made the mistake because of Bezdin, then he's Potter. Ask the Gemara, the Mishnah added this final rule. But when the Mishnah adds a final rule, there has to be a reason why the Mishnah saw the need to speak about this. Lasuyamai, says the Gemara, Lasuyamai have a raw. Somebody who doesn't listen to Bezdin under any circumstances. And now he says, well, what I did because I followed Bezdin. He doesn't have that excuse. The Talib Bezdin, Lasuya Her Bezdin of Yadushato. And what's the next place? That's the first halach has come to teach us. So Talib Atzmai. Talib Bezdin, Lasuya Her Bezdin of Yadushato. V'chazrbehen. And Bezdin said, Bezdin retracted. And he isn't aware of that halacha. Then the halacha is, that he's potter. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah is going to tell us in Mishnah later that if Bezdin made a wrong psak and then they retracted, but this person wasn't aware of the retraction, that he's potter. Says the Gemara, so that's a Mishnah. Why are we saying that that's what our Mishnah is coming to teach us? And says the Gemara, the Mishnah is coming to teach us, the Mishnah teaches us the general rule here. And then later on, the Mishnah is going to go into the details. Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Zu Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, a Mishnah that said that a Yochid who follows the Psak of Bezdin doesn't bring a Karm Chattis, is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Avacham Amrim, Yochid Sha'asa Baras Bezdin, if it's only an individual who did the wrong thing based on Bezdin's incorrect Psak, he's Chayv a Karm Chattis. Asking Mamai Rabbi Yehuda, where did Rabbi Yehuda teach us this halacha? The Tanya. The Torah says, "Nefesh achas tekta b'shkoga ba'asai." The says, "Nefesh tekta." Teaches us the Gemara. Harei el shlosh miutim. So says the Brisa that we have here three miutim. What do we teach here? We learn ha'asim mipiatz mechayiv tekta. Alea basoisa. Again, these are three miutim. techta achas techta basoisa. Harel shlosh miutim. To teach us, ha'isim pi atzmai, if somebody makes a mistake on his own, he's chayv karban chatis. But he makes a mistake by Ra'as Bezdin, then he's potter. So from here we see that if somebody made a mistake based on Bezdin, we don't treat him like a shayig, we treat him like an oinus. Says the Gemara, but the Rabbanon hold that a yochid that makes a mistake based on Bezdin's psak, he will be chayv chatis. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Adayin ani oimer, that even though the halacha is that if a number of people did an avera, each one has to bring a karma chatis, I would think miyit kol shechotu. If only it's a miyit of the kol that did an avera, they have to bring karma chatis. Shein bezdim mevin al yideim par, because that would not be a situation of param helm dovish tzibur, because you don't have the roiv the tzibur. However, roiv kol shechotu, if most of Klai Yisrael did aver b'shoyig, yeh p'turim, there should be no chiv karmachatis. Because under such circumstances, bezdim mevim de par, it could potentially be a case of param dovish tzibur, tamalayma me ama oritz. The teachers are filu rubav, are filu kula, everybody's still going to bring their own karmachatis. B'mai. So the Gemara wants to know what are we speaking about? Ilayim b'shoygim masa bezdin shloy barah, that they did something wrong. They got mixed up kosher meat with not kosher meat, not based on any psak of bezdin. So the question is, bezdin ma'ivet detayu, why a bezdin part of the consideration here? Shloy barah is bezdin. So what bezdin mi'maisi shloy barah? If bezdin was not involved, why would they be chayiv a carbon? Elabara, it must be a case that the tzibur did something based on Bezdin's psak. Says the Gemara, for kiksiv me'amaras b'shigus ma'isu d'ksiv. This pasuk is speaking about when there was a mix-up in the meat, not mix-up in the psak. Alav, says the Gemara, hachakami. This is the way to understand the b'raisa. Mi'et koshu hagu b'shigus ma'isu, that if part of the minority of Klai Yisrael did an aveira, that kosher meat got mixed up with non-kosher meat, chayav, they have to bring a karm chatas. Because she'en bez mevim ayidei pabara, if it would have been a case that the mistake was made based on Bezdin's erroneous psak, there would not be a parham dovish tzibur. Ha, hein chayavim, that's when they have to bring a karm chatas. And we learn from here that in all cases where there is no parham davash tzibur, the halacha is you bring a karmachatis. Says the Gemara further, the Brice says, Yochel roiv tzibur shasu b'shigus maisa. And most of the tzibur got kosher meat and non-kosher meat mixed up. Yeh p'turim won't have to bring a karmachatis. Because since it's roiv tzibur, shrei bezim avim alein par by ra, that could be a case where potentially there's a parham davash tzibur. Tamaloymer, Ba'amarts of Filaruba, even if most of Klai Yisrael did an Aveira that's not connected to Bezdin, they bring their own Karma Chatas. Amar Papa, to which our Papa says, that from what makes you say that in a case that if it wasn't the Roiv of Klai Yisrael that made a mistake based on Bezdin's Psak, that you bring a Karma Chatas, Dilma Loihein, maybe in this case, Bezdin won't bring a Param Dovish or Tzibur, because it wasn't roiv of Klai Yisrael, and the Yechidim won't bring a karmen chatos, because they didn't make the mistake. They made the mistake based on Bezdin Psak. Says the Gemara, Ihochi, if that's what the halacha says, my iri the kabahad al rubel chayuva, one of the brayse look for a case to say when the roiv tzibah didn't aver, they're going to bring a karmen chatos. To teach us that by the roiv, there's a difference, what was the basis of the aveira. To teach us, on the other hand, by a miyut, that even if the mistake was based on Bezdin, but since it's a miyut, they bring a karmachatis. But ask the Gemara, if that's the case, The Braisa should have spoken at the beginning that they have to bring a Karm Chattis by Miyuta no matter what the mistake was. And to teach us that even if the Roiv did an Aveira, but it wasn't because of Bezdin, the Chayav Karm Chattis. Since the Braisa did not speak about that case, to teach us when Roiv the Tzibur got a mistake, Shmamina, it's obvious the when it was based on Bezdin's psak, they still have to bring a Karm Chattis, and when it's not Bezdin's psak, you always have to bring a Karm Chattis. So according to this, this braisa represents the opinion of the Chachamim, who hold that if it's not going to be a case for which we bring a parhelm davar shel tzibur, the halacha will be that you're automatically going to have to bring a Karm Chattis.